The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I am Sir Matt the Bud Knight.
And I am Sir Ezra the Watchful. Welcome to our Song of Ice and Fire Book Club. It's over, man.
It's over, man.
It's done.
It's done. It's done. It was a fun run, man. You know?
I mean, it's... Yeah. Dude, I'm stoked. I know they're just promo kind of, you know, teaser trailers. But after the third one, I mean, you look at that, it's over.
Yeah, it's
just done.
It's over, man. It's
the Night King won.
The Night King wins. You know, I've been thinking more about the if the Night King were to win and like what the route they would go about it.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking, like, you know, maybe what, you know, to try in my mind, just trying to be like, all right, let me try and justify the idea of him winning. And it could just be something where they're just like, hey, you know, it's. You've been told all this time to do, you know, this is what's going to happen. Yeah. Actions have consequences. You guys have been too focused on the Game of Thrones. Winner's here.
Right. It's a Song of Ice and Fire. It's like, there it is. Oh, my gosh, dude. It's super, you know, exciting. In case you haven't seen them yet, there were three promo kind of teaser trailers.
All very similar.
Yeah. Yeah. The first two, yeah. Together and Survival are very similar. Couple new snippets, and then Aftermath is just kind of different, you know.
So a lot of so there were three. There is Together, Survival, and Aftermath. Together and Survival, they're all three trailers around like 40 seconds.
Sure.
Together and Survival show, first of all, both of them show a lot of footage from the big trailer and stuff we've already seen. So we really, as you said, Sir Ezra, only get a couple snippets. I would say with both of these trailers combined, the first two, Together and Survival, I'd say we're looking at like, I don't know, maybe 15 seconds of new footage.
Yeah, maybe.
Because both of them show footage we've already seen. And then Aftermath, I don't know how much of that is new. We'll get to it. But I think I think a lot of it is more just kind of promo-y stuff, kind of how that teaser was a while ago where they were in the Crypts of Winterfell.
Yeah. I mean, we'll get to it, but I kind of think it's also just the last minute of the last episode
the
of
the entire
it's over. Oh my gosh.
So, all right. So let's talk about Together first. Okay. We have a lot of shots of the same of stuff we've seen before. The dragons flying over Winterfell, Sansa kind of looking at them, Arya running. We see that kind of battle scene with Jaime and the Hound. And so we see a lot of that stuff. So we've kind of taken out the stuff that's kind of new. It starts off and we see Tyrion in the Winterfell Hall, and he says the words, "We must fight together now." Like, we must fight together now or die. And we see like Dany and Sansa, I think, sitting right behind him. And they're both kind of at that main table there. Some other things we saw that were new. We see Daenerys kind of. We see this. It's the shot of Jon and Dany in a room, and Daenerys is like looking into this fireplace, and we see Jon, and then he just kind of like backs away.
Right.
We finally see a little bit of Beric Dondarrion in Winterfell, right? So we know he kind of survives. Remember, we had seen him with
Tormund
with Tormund right when the wall was coming down. So, so at least now we finally get that. That's at that same place where we see the Hound, right? And you and I had talked.
Yeah.
We've seen that thing with the Hound. Is the Hound like hiding? You know, like is he?
Yeah, what's going on?
I mean, is he scared of the fire?
Yeah, right. Yeah, because let me tell you right now, I mean, Beric Dondarrion is charging, you know, with the entire, I mean, with all of R'hllor's blessing, you know, behind him, and he is coming with the flaming sword, mm-hmm. you know?
Oh, I know.
So,
after that, we see a shot that I saw blowing up on Reddit, which was that we see the Unsullied lining up, and if you look really close to them, Sir Ezra, I kind of pointed this out mm-hmm. to you, and I think you and I both agree, we see the, we see this kind of, it looks like burnt, you know, metal, right? On the top of a lot of their shields. And so we're the big, this is kind of my big takeaway from all three of these in terms of new information. Is that like, is that dragon glass? So do all the Unsullied have it on like their shields to help fight the, mm-hmm. The whites?
Yeah. I mean, it looks like it's, if it is, it's like fused. They've molded it or fitted it somehow to, you know, the outer edge of their shield, because that is not what their shields used to look like. You know, it's definitely an addition. So, you know,
yeah,
really interesting. And it's on at least three that we can see around 20 seconds in the, you know, together promo. So, yeah, I would, it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? You know,
yeah,
for them to have that.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a pretty big new reveal. So,
I mean, yeah,
because they use their shield in a lot of their fighting, you know, as their, because they just have a spear and then they've got their shield, you know. So, and they've got, you know, they've also got a sword on their belt too. But man,
yeah, it's, I mean, the Unsullied, man, they're trained to fight just about anything. Do you think? How do you think they're going to kind of fare against this white army? And now that we know if they have dragon glass, then okay, at least they're all maybe it's not all of them, maybe it's some of them. Maybe are, how equipped do you think they're going to be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I tell you, they're not slouches. We know that. So they're definitely going to, I think they're going to fare well. You know, one of the things about them that we saw in back when Dany first got them is just they're not afraid of anything. You know, they don't know pain like other, you know, folks do. So that's a huge asset. Whereas you might see another faction of either troops or northern men or whoever kind of balk and kind of run mm-hmm. or maybe, you know, tuck tail, who knows? I feel like these guys are going to stand their ground and probably take maybe the brunt of the force, because they're going to be the front line, you know?
Yeah.
Grey Worm's going to be right out there with them, man. It's
I know. You know, one thing, so we still haven't seen the Dothraki army, and we still haven't seen kind of like the wildling, you know, there's still got to be some of the wildling army left.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I was even wondering, does Jaime take any troops up with him? I mean, I know that they're technically not his to maybe, you know, commander bring up with him, but I feel like maybe some folks along the way came with him. I don't know. So I was just thinking about that as we were looking at this promo trail. Another thing I noticed, and this is in both of the Together and Survival promo trailer, was if you look where, just skipping ahead for maybe, I think it's only 2 seconds, but Varys, Davos, and Tyrion, it looks like there's a little workstation for Dragonglass behind them where they're working on. So I didn't see that the first time when the big trailer came out. So it, as you say, to your point, they are reworking it into their armor, their shields, you know, or fitting everyone with, you know, a small blade or dagger, you know, so.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got it pulled up here. I'm trying to sift between the two, you know, so some interesting things I thought about, and we'll get to this as stuff we saw in all of these trailers. We see the Golden Company in every trailer. So I think they're really trying to hit home that the Golden Company are going to be a big part of this.
Yeah, they're coming. It's kind of a mystery still though, you know, as to, cause it looks like, you know, originally Cersei is lined up and we're kind of jumping ahead here, but that she's lined up to receive them, you know, with Qyburn.
Yeah. We saw that in the original trailer as well. And then we also see that you know, that shot of Varys, Tyrion, you know, and Davos, who looks unfazed by the dragons, but looking up as well. And so it's another thing where they're kind of showing you, hey, everybody's here in Winterfell. This is happening. This is finally going down.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's cool. I mean, so it's kind of neat how they release these two, because the first one is just we have to fight together.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then the second one
is survival.
Survival, man, you got to make it, you know,
right? And so survival is kind of interesting because survival starts off and it's John standing in front of the heart tree, right? You know, the weirwood tree in Winterfell. And then we see Arya standing right behind him. So that's super cool. So that I hope that's a, you know, that's going to be a super cool reunion. Really looking forward to that.
Yeah, got to be a significant conversation there. And, you know, I got chills. Just I had to say this because when Sam says, you know, he says, think back to where we started. Mm-hmm. It, I mean, it, and it, his voice, just the way he says it, it's it just gives you chills. You know, it's so cool. But yeah, significant conversation happening between Arya and Jon. And what, I mean, is Sansa there? Why wouldn't Sansa and Bran? What is it? Just these two are close?
Yeah, maybe. You know, maybe they're in another room. You know, doing
maybe
something
he's found out about his parentage, mm-hmm. and he's there dealing with it. You know,
yeah, because as we'll get to. A lot of this season, a lot of this trailer is now footage we've seen because they use some of the new footage from the other trailer. So when you're only talking about 40 seconds, you know, it eats into it a little bit there. But in this one, another shot we see is we see Jon down in the crypts and he kind of blows out a candle.
Yeah.
And this is where we hear that line, we need to end this war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I don't know how much time they're going to spend on this whole, you know, him just maybe go like thinking, but reminiscing on either his own family, where he's come from, because that's kind of where, you know, I thought that was a key line where Sam's talking about, you know, think of where we've come from and even think of where, how they've developed. But then also John's going to learn something that may really change him here right at the end with his parentage and just being down in that crypt more with Lyanna and, you know, speaking at the heart tree there too. So,
yeah,
fascinating.
We see a shot we saw in the other trailer. Although now I can't remember, but I feel like the audio there was somebody speaking over it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now this one we see that same shot of Jaime kind of yelling. And now that I just maybe it's just I'm listening to it a little more clearly. Do you think it sounds almost like he's yelling Bronn? I may be overthinking it, but that's something I've also seen in comments as well.
Yeah, it could be. We were playing it before we started, and it does sound like he could be saying that. I don't know. We were trying to figure out. I was trying to remember back if Bronn, you know, came with or what was the plan there.
I don't
think
he did. I think Bronn is still down in King's Landing. We don't really know.
I honestly can't remember. And so I'm not sure. But somebody's dying right there.
Right.
I can tell you right now. Like it looks like someone is in not going to make it. And I don't know who it is. So if he's yelling at Bronn, I could see Bronn going, you know, but Jamie's definitely stressed out there. And I was trying to figure out who's behind him. That looks like
we also see that same shot of the Hound. And so this seems like to me, it almost looks like the Hound is down like in kind of that main courtyard and there's fire and stuff going on in the middle there. And then we hear Jamie yelling. And so maybe he's just yelling run, you know, or something, and the Hound is down there. And, you know, if you kind of look at that other one, maybe it almost seems like Beric is to his side. So I don't know, man. I'm starting to think Clegane Bowl might not happen.
It might not, actually. It might not. What I think is happening there is, you know, you see Beric charging, and I think the Hound is just summoning sort of like this.
His last.
I think they're going to build it up like that. Like, oh, no, here goes the Hound. You know, he's gone. He's a goner. But then he's going to step out and maybe face down one of the others.
Right.
You know, and have to really step it up. Because it looks like he's gathering his strength or his willpower to face something.
Which is
actually
awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. So, man, what I was thinking, too, that whole scene where you see a lot of orange, a lot of fire, it's almost as if the others and the whites have broken through and they're into Winterfell. You know what
I
mean?
I think so, yeah.
Right? That's what's going on. So, yeah. After that, and we're still in the survival trailer here, and then we'll get to Aftermath. But, I mean, it's same thing as we've seen before, just them lining up for battle and, you know... the Unsullied are just are there. Oh, the Arya bit. Mm-hmm. You get a little bit more of her, a clearer shot maybe of her face and just in how it looks like as she's running, she comes up on something she didn't expect. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Like she's almost brought up short by someone who either got in front of her and steps into her way. And she's without Needle, it looks like. I don't see Needle on her as she's running. So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, and I don't, and you know, we saw that in the other trailers, well, the Arya running trailer. So I don't know. Is she trying to lead someone somewhere? Is she? It seems to me like she is. Like,
man, if I ever seen somebody running for their life, that's what it looks. It looks like she's running for her life.
But it seems like she knew about.
I know.
You know. What I mean.
Like, yeah. It could be. It actually, like, she has some sort of, like, when you look at 23 seconds in that, you actually see the legs of the horse that one of the others is on, and then right after that you see Arya, and her eyes are kind of, you know, it looks like she looks up a little bit, or like gathers herself as well. Mm-hmm. Maybe she's gathering strength, and then she kind of turns and takes off, like she is either being stalked by someone, or maybe she is the bait, and she knows that, like, there's a moment where it's like, okay, I can see that so-and-so, maybe an other, is walking into a room full of women and children, and she's just like, here I go. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm taking off down this corridor, and I want to get their attention and draw them away. That would be epic if that were the case.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still not entirely sure how it's going to go down or, you know, what ends up happening, but yeah, I don't know, man. It's getting more and more exciting, you know, every day.
It is. And I even think we've been trying to pay attention to just to like the lines, and then, and I mean, all of this, everything that we're seeing is all this stuff at Winterfell. So even as we transition to the Aftermath promo trailer, that is all the Aftermath at the Battle of Winterfell, you know, and it is, people are speculating. There's some theories. I see a door opening. So do you want to jump into that one?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So the aftermath trailer, excuse me, is definitely a different take. I don't know if any of it is real footage or if it's just kind of like a big hype trailer, kind of like the Crypts of Winterfell one we saw a while back. But it's really interesting what we see. We see like the Stark banner flying. And then we just hear kind of like snippets of kind of people crying and screaming and stuff like that. We see, you know, it's Winterfell and it's all snowy and looks like there's nobody there. Then it just kind of goes over some different areas and we see tiny little things, right? You see like Tyrion's Hand of the Kingpin in the snow. We see Needle kind of there and it's got like a silhouette on it. We see a feather kind of falling, and then we hear a crow, and you know, you and I were talking, Sir Ezra, does that symbolize Bran? We see Jaime's golden hand in the snow, and then we see it ends with Longclaw in the snow.
There's the one thing I saw that just kind of creeped me out a little bit is around like 19 seconds this door is opening. I think it's probably just being blown open by, you know, the wind or whatever, but I was looking at this and I was like, man, this is some of the set, obviously. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of for just a promo. I feel like they're showing us maybe a quick, just the day after battle, you know, and they could just be showing us what happens, and then the next, you know, what we're not seeing is just the Night King walking around having his, you know, having a go around the castle. And these are some things that were left behind, because that's a lot to shoot for a promo. I feel like I don't know, maybe. Maybe,
well,
not. Maybe
yeah, I don't. Yeah, you know. I don't know. You know, once you get everyone kind of out of there, it's probably relatively a quick film.
Yeah, if it is wrecked like this, if this is how it's wrecked, I mean, then that's one thing. Or maybe they do just bring over Longclaw and place it in the snow, and that's, you know, and that's what it is. Now, you had said something earlier that was kind of interesting. Is, you know, is this the sequence in which these characters die? You know, is this?
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, I don't know, man. Is this? You know, we see the Stark banner, Winterfell, you know, looks all beat to fuck. And then you've got like,
right. Yeah.
You know, and then we get to see, you know, screaming. It's very, really eerie. And then we see like Tyrion's pin. We see Needle. We see the feather. We see Jaime, and then we see Longclaw. Yeah. I mean, if the Night King wins or something, or maybe he doesn't, and it's somebody else's throne that weren't thinking about.
Right.
It's possible. Maybe, man.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out if there was other connections to other characters that we maybe missed or whatever. You know, maybe even that Stark banner represents Sansa. I don't know. I was trying to see
it
if
could.
They did something
yeah,
for
maybe
every
it
character.
Could, yeah.
Yeah. Because you can't kill all the Starks. I mean, can you? I mean, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I don't know. You know.
But, yeah, it's just, it is neat. I mean, it's called Aftermath, and this looks like it looks like we didn't win. You know, it looks like we didn't make it, guys. It's over, as I said. And, you know, one of the first comments is, where is everybody, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, and another comment that I saw here was, where are the bodies? You know, just kind of if this were actual footage, you know, do they raise some of, you know, like if they kill folks at Winterfell and there's a second battle, would Jaime come back as a white if he's killed here, you know, later on?
Wow! Yeah, yeah. What if dead white Jaime is the, you know, who fulfills the Valonqar prophecy and kills Cersei?
Kills Cersei. Yeah, I mean, wow. You know, and it's like, Cersei, you didn't send your forces up there to help, so now, you know, your brother's stabbing you, you know, here as you know, an undead zombie, you know,
right?
Crazy stuff. The aftermath one is the one that actually has me just
really
quite
thinking about stuff. Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you too. Yeah. Because it's all symbolism. Right. So
yeah.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. I'm just trying to think back to the other teasers we saw. We know that one we saw, I think it was the first teaser we saw. Remember, you see like the map, you know, and you see like the ice moving and then the fire moving. We really need to like break down all of this stuff, you know, like all of these trailers.
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on? You know, like what can be pieced together? What are they trying to tell us? Or are they just trying to do a big hype trailer?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Another cool thing that came out today as well, though, if you scroll down in our doc here, we've got then we'll post it in the group on our Facebook group. I think it's actually there
it
already.
It is. Some people have posted it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's this image of everybody kind of laid out here, frozen in, you know, in the ground, and everyone looks dead. Mm-hmm. I mean, even the Night King or some of the others are there as well.
Right. Yeah, and it looks like the Iron Throne, but it's like facing, it's like a bird's eye view, right? And you see,
yeah,
it's just snow, yeah, and you see everybody there. You see Jon,
just bodies, yeah.
Yeah, Jaime, everybody.
Yeah, that. None of them make it, guys. It's sorry, guys. It's
I mean,
not just
you never know.
Everyone
could die. Including the Night King. Like, it could just be a big
I just don't know where the sweetness is in that, man. I'm trying to figure it out.
I mean, bittersweet is still sweet, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. Of these three things, I want to pull one more thing out that I just thought was super cool. You know, Sir Ezra's gotten a lot of grief for my friend Beric Dondarrion. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, preach
but
it.
But here we go. He's got the flaming sword and he is charging, you know, and it's just funny because he and the Hound went toe to toe at one point and were, you know, R'hllor kind of, you know, passed judgment on the Hound and he's good. He's good to go, you know. And so, and here's Beric charging. It looks
well,
like he's charging.
Don't let, let's,
him.
Let's just, not short sight that battle. The Hound also passed his sword, you know, right through his shoulders.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was the will of R'hllor, okay? Yeah. You know, I mean, come on. But no, it was just cool to see him. I mean, one of the things we were watching it, and Sir Matt just goes, well, there it is. Sir, you know, Beric Dondarrion, confirmed, dead. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He's still got the flaming sword. Oh, man. But yeah, I don't know. Some cool stuff. It has me thinking too. Like, are they gonna have to do a quick exit? Are they trying to get folks out of there? You know, we see. Remember when the Unsullied are coming in to Winterfell, and you've got folks kind of watching this army show up. It's like, and you've got the first trailer. You've got Varys and other people who can't really fight or aren't known for fighting. Maybe down in the crypts, Gilly with her baby. Why is Gilly up there? Get those folks out of there. You know what I mean? Like, so I feel like there's going to be a at some point they're going to, maybe they thought they could march north and they thought they could kind of meet the enemy up there, but then it's too late. And so there's going to be some mad rush to get everybody out because it just doesn't make sense. Everyone's got to get south, you know, just like the wildlings were in the prologue, you know, in the first episode, try to get south.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I know, man. I know. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
We're gonna find out in a couple weeks. Is really all I can say. I can say at this point.
I know.
I still feel so pumped about it that it, like going into the last episode, I'm gonna have no clue.
Yeah.
No clue what's gonna happen.
Well, someone made a really good point in that these episodes are long enough that like when we make the statements that like Quaithe or some of these other characters could come back, you read an interview, I think, the actor who plays Bran said,
who said, some of the threads that we've seen that have started back in other seasons that you've kind of forgot about, you're going to be like, oh, wow, I didn't think they'd bring that back. Those will be in there.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe we can get some comments or things that people thought, you know, in the Facebook group. Just what is something that you thought that you wouldn't see come back in the final season, that we've kind of moved past it, and it's not, yeah, they're not gonna bring that back up, but they may, because I think they have enough time actually to do it. They've extended the episodes, and you kind of forget they're almost like movie length at some point, and so you can do a lot, you mm-hmm. know, with
yeah.
the amount
oh,
of time that they
oh,
have.
Absolutely. We still yeah. have six, you know, really long episodes. There's definitely a lot to get through.
Yeah, yeah, and one of the things I think they might do to speed things along, right, is just they can show the passing of time, like fusing that dragon glass onto their shields, you know.
We're gonna need a montage. Yeah, there's definitely gonna be, you know, a montage. Yeah.
Oh man, yeah, it's so exciting. I do want to hear what, you know, some of our patrons, our bannermen and listeners, you know, have to say about these, you know, three promo trailers. Is there any more symbolism? Are there any more, you know, little hidden gems or clues? Because that one with the shields, it was hard to see. I didn't see mm-hmm. that until you pointed it out, and makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. So, oh yeah. Gosh,
I know, man, it's exciting. You know, also the shot of Longclaw. I'm looking at here. I'm looking at the Aftermath trailer here. Yeah. We don't really see this on a lot of the other stuff, but there is blood on Longclaw.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and so I'm just wondering, you know, what is the significance there, right? Because you think fire and blood, if you think Targaryen, uh-huh. which is, you know, John Targaryen really is who he is. I wonder if that's a nod to that, or if they just wanted to make it seem like, oh, people are dying.
People are dying, and John's one of them. sorry, guys. I mean, it's out there. Spoilers, John dies, all right, again, mm-hmm. and is raised again, but not
hey,
like
maybe.
We think.
Yeah.
Not like we think. So, yeah, man, I don't know. Like the other thing too is we saw the dragons there, but you know, every time I've seen a shot of Winterfell in the battle, I don't see. There is one night shot of a dragon, I guess, right there. We do see like a night shot where the dragons are maybe flying at night, because this battle looks like it takes place at night.
Yeah, you know? It does. So. It does too. And so I do like the Aftermath trailer is in the day, right? So
yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I just kind of thought it was interesting because I'm thinking about how those dragons are going to play into this, and we're definitely going to have dragons battling in the sky, you would imagine, right? Two-on-one?
Yeah, two-on-one.
So.
As in two dragons for the Night King, one for the good guys, I mean.
Yeah. Sucks, guys, but we are, you know what I mean? Oh, man. So crazy, so exciting. So, yeah. All right, man. Anything else, you know?
No, I'm just going over some I was just quickly going over some things people were talking about on Reddit there. I'm not really seeing anything new people are talking about, but yeah, I am super pumped for it. The winter is here, okay? It is literally days away.
Yeah, yeah. So so friends, if you get a chance, I mean, hop into that Facebook group. Let us know what you think is happening in the promo trailers or anything new that you're seeing out there. Interviews are key, too. I love that we have folks coming out, you know, actors and cast members and stuff, just talking about, you know, how significant this was. You know, didn't the actor for Bran say that their final
cried.
Shot was
yeah,
all...
Yeah, they all cried.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Well, but it also seemed like it was a weird, you know, mm-hmm. way to kind of... shoot it. I don't know. It seemed like it was different. So,
yeah. Maybe that, you know, maybe they all win in the end. We're going to find out.
Maybe they all live. You know, let's be optimistic. All right. Maybe mm-hmm. everybody makes it. All right. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had enough death in this series. Mm-hmm. So,
all right. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. For always, stay tuned. We obviously have so much more season 8 podcasting coming, as well as the reread and theories and everything. It's going to be a wild ride over these next really mm-hmm. 2 months, really. Sir Ezra and I, you know, we
hold on, man, just hold on. It's gonna be crazy.
So we still have the main shows coming. those may be pushed around a little bit just for the reread. Just want to let you guys know about that because we were going to record it today, but then, oh, drop trailer, so we can't. We got to push some things back. So, as always, man, you know, I've been trying to end these, you know, go back to using different house sayings, but stressors, there's really only one thing to say. You know, winter is here. So that's just
it's over.
It's over.
It's over.
So.